Welcome to the Food Science Snob. Okay, so since it's October and Halloween is coming up and everything, I thought I'd keep in the spirit. Today we're going to be talking about GMOs. And let's just get the record straight right now, okay? GMOs are not created with a syringe. Okay, so you've probably seen that tomato syringe meme that's been going around for like decades. And it really bugs me because it reinforces this negative image of GMOs that is like completely wrong. So scientists have actually never used a needle or a syringe to make a GMO crop. So whoever made that image just made it to scare people, I guess, and it's giving the wrong narrative, so I'm going to change that today.
Let's get snobby.
Okay, so you may be wondering why it, like, even matters what people think about GMOs, and I'm definitely not trying to push, like, my food science agenda on you or anything, but the fear of biotechnology is actually a serious problem and will come with a lot of negative impacts. For both current agriculture and for, like, the future as a whole. So currently we only have a handful of genetically engineered crops, and they're, like, all for great reasons. The virus-resistant papayas that are saving the papaya industry. There's golden rice and soybeans, and they all are doing great things to help farmers and the environment and consumers. Okay, so scientists can do some pretty awesome things with genes. Like I mentioned, saving papayas from extinction, to making apples that last longer before turning brown, and creating crops that are more resistant to pesticides. So this is done in actually a pretty simple process. It starts with, one, delivering and bringing the DNA to the crop, selecting the cells that you want to be nurtured, inserting the DNA, and then regenerating the plant. So it's a very simple and easy to do process. But I know this could probably sound too good to be true, and I understand if you're skeptical of this whole concept. I mean, like, how does it work? Is it safe? How do we know it's safe? What are the side effects? I don't blame you for having these questions, so I'm going to try to answer some of those questions for you now. So, genetic modification has come a long way since ancient farmers first tinkered with genes of plants to develop corn like we have today. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Genetic modification has been around for many centuries. I mean, before we even knew that genes really existed, they were genetically modifying them. So, a genetically modified organism, or GM, is an organism that has a genetic code. Elements of this DNA have been changed or modified in some way to better the plant. So, I know you're probably thinking of, like, some scientists working in a lab and inserting and injecting all these plants and animals with chemicals, but that's just not how it is. I mean, genetically modifying can be as simple as taking a piece of corn that grew great, taking a couple seeds from that, and then replanting them in the field. That is genetic modification, and that is completely agricultural based. So there's that, but there also are aspects that do happen in a lab, such as the CRISPR method, which is super precise and is based on decades of research. So the goal of these organisms being modified are to change the characteristics, as you probably guess, so that they're hardier, grow better, and thrive in places they normally wouldn't. As I mentioned before, golden rice. So these organisms are very beneficial for the world. I mean, to go in more detail, golden rice is a rice that has been fortified and engineered with extra doses of vitamin A so that people living in India who have issues with eyesight because of vitamin A deficiencies are getting enough vitamin A so that they don't go blind and things of that nature. So they are very important, and they're not here just to scare you or kill you or whatever people think that genetically modified foods do to you. I'm not really sure. And if that wasn't enough for you, the USDA, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the World Health Organization, and the American Medical Association all say that GMOs are perfectly fine for consumption. Okay, so now that you know what genetically modified foods are, let's get into the topic of how this whole fear of genetically modified foods came about. So the topic was actually pretty under the radar for like many years. And the interest first came about during like when biotech crops hit the market, like in the late 90s. And there are groups of people, obviously, of course, as there is for everything, who oppose them and didn't really know why. They just did it because it was something new and foreign, and it got everyone's attention. So, of course, sellers of the natural and organic food products took advantage of this to soak people's fears even more and started selling their products and labeling them with no genetically modified foods and creating a whole bunch of unnecessary noise about these GMOs to begin with. What is it that people are actually scared of when it comes to GMOs? Well, honestly, I don't think that most people even really know. I mean, the average person doesn't really spend that much time thinking about it. Usually, it's just you're walking in the grocery store, you see a label on a food, and it says non-genetically modified. You automatically get this feeling that it's great, it's better, it's healthier for you. It's basically just psychological. That's all it really is. People see things that are not natural and tend to think that they're not good for you or bad for you, which is totally not the case. Okay, for example, let's take milk pasteurization. So when it first came out, it was a very strange thing. No one knew about it, and it had pretty much the same negative attention that GMO foods have. But now, it's completely widely acceptable and viewed as something safe. And now, most people don't even know that this scare of pasteurization of milk was even a thing to begin with. The same goes for microwaves. Back in the day, like the 70s, people were very scared of them. Most people did not have them in their homes, and now it's a common thing for like everyone, and one thing that is on most people's to-buy list for college shopping. So what I'm trying to say here is, just because of this GMO trend, stay away from these foods. I hope that people will come to be more optimistic about these things and view them in a positive light as they do as milk and microwaves now. So I'm not saying that we should just, like, adopt everything nilly-willy. I think it's very important to, like, introduce things slowly and show the science behind them and all that, but just don't automatically assume something new is something that's gonna kill you. That's all I'm trying to say. Okay, so now you're probably wondering, how do we know that these GMO foods are safe? Well, for one, they're on the market. And as I mentioned in past episodes, it has to undergo multiple testing and be approved by the USDA, the FDA, and all these organizations before something can be placed on the market. And other parts of the world, as I mentioned, India is a very big place. So the National Academies of Science published an extensive 500-page review on GMO crops. They found absolutely no linkages to health consequences. So, it seems to me that these are pretty safe to eat. And, as I've mentioned in other episodes, I mean, we're all basically guinea pigs anyways. So, we never know how these foods will affect us 100 years, 50 years, 20 years down the road. But for now, if it's going to save people's lives, if it's going to help extend the food of the already overpopulated earth that is continuing to be more and more populated every day, then why not get on board? So that's the episode for today. Consider this myth slayed. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful week. Bye!